You're listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief, number 174 for Tuesday, March the 26th, 2019. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Moving the comma on your checks. On Sunday, CBS 60 Minutes, there was a profile of Samuel L. Jackson. If you didn't see this, you really should go to the CBS website and watch it. During the interview, reminiscing about winning movie awards, he said, "Winning an award won't move the comma on your checks. Only putting butts in seats will do that." What does the audience want to see? That's his approach to his work. What does the audience want to see? What do they want to experience? What do they want to feel? No wonder he is the highest grossing actor of all time. There's a voice actor whose name escapes me. I should look it up again. Who he surpassed in this accomplishment. It's a pretty big deal. What about you? What does your audience want? Are you devoted to giving it to them? Now, it is a maxim old as dirt. Find out what people want and give it to them. And what promptly follows are mentions of the innovations that people didn't ask for. Enter the Apple iPod, Ford's Model A, Sony's Betamax, a ton of other things. Here's what people overlook, and it's so stinking obvious. People did want to take music with them. The Sony Walkman was displaced by the technology of the Apple iPod. People did want to be more mobile. They did want to get around easier, more comfortably. And so the horse and buggy gave way to the Ford Model A. People did want to record TV shows so they could time shift their viewing. They had never been able to do this before. You had to wait for the rerun. Remember reruns? That inability gave way to the ability enabled by the Sony Betamax video recorder and later on JVC's VHS recorder. More modern advancements of innovation are the result of human desires and human challenges. Technology serves both the desires and the challenges. Now, we can, and we often do in our digital age, we get so fascinated with the tools or the tech. But at the root of it all, at the root of all marketing, is our desire to have something that we do not have, or we want something better than what we have, or we need to fix a problem that we've got. What's your equivalent of butts in the seat? What are you going to do to improve that? How are you going to move the comma in your checks? Sometimes I work with city governments or nonprofit organizations, and unlike entrepreneurial-based enterprises, they don't focus on sales. They don't focus on revenues. They don't focus on customers per se, but they're still serving an audience. And so no matter what type of an organization you are leading, you have an audience to serve. How well you do that is going to determine your success. And that's all we mean. Come on, moving the comma and the check is just a metaphor for growing great, growing greater. So you make the application as it suits your operation. More, bigger, better. More, bigger, better. That's the goal. Now, you're going to have to figure out the measurements. Maybe it's more customers, maybe it's more patrons or donors, maybe it's more sales tax revenue by way of economic development. That's for you to decide and figure out. Maybe it's bigger sales, or it could be bigger impact. Better could be more efficient, more effective. It also could be more profitable. Better is just not being complacent with the current results, but focused on striving to make anything or everything better, to improve it. Samuel L. Jackson has been intent on maximizing his earning power as an actor. And he came to it, well, he didn't come to acting quite late, but he really started getting his breaks. He was crowding 50. The man is now 70. He was about 48 or 49 when he really kind of broke through. But he has been focused on delivering performances that please the audience. He knows where his bread's buttered. Fans pay his way, so he is intently focused on making the fans happy. Now, he's been quoted as saying that not everybody goes to the movies to have their life changed. Well, Here's a man who gets it. This man knows he is an entertainer, and he's really, really good at it, which is why his movies have grossed over $12 billion globally. He's number one for good reason. And here we are during this whole March Madness thing with the NCAA basketball tournament and, you know, these spots that he does with Spike Lee and Charles Barkley. I mean, come on, they're terrific. So Capital One, they know what they're doing by getting this man to hawk their services. If you want to move the comma on your checks, either personally or for your organization, then you have to know who and what you are. Jackson knows his job. He knows his audience. He knows himself. Figure out who you are. Figure out what you are. Stop trying to be something else. Lean in hard to own your uniqueness. Figure out who your audience is. What do they want? What do they need that you can provide? Don't challenge it. Don't argue with them. That is a surefire way to lose. The market gets to decide, not you. Give the market what it wants. Now, that doesn't mean that you compromise what you believe or what defines you or your enterprise. It does mean that you figure out how to make it fit with the demands of the market. Samuel L. Jackson has created his own genre in order to give the market what it wants. His market wants to be entertained. And he also knows as an actor that there's a lot of different ways to do that. Lots of latitude in that. Humor, anger, rage, gentleness, physical, thoughtful, they all work. And he has made them all work at various times in his own unique way. Brand. It's your brand. It's the you that nobody can replicate. If you're not standing out, then you're losing. Your uniqueness and your organization's uniqueness must stand out. It's counterintuitive. I think it's counterintuitive for many people because, well, we mostly love to copycat success. We love to read about success, and then we want to emulate that. This is one big reason, kids, why I really focus on the phrase figuring it out. My goal here is simply to help you navigate your waters so that you can figure it out. It's not my job or my role to figure this out for you. You have to figure it out. That's where the power's at. The power isn't in me figuring it out and then you doing exactly what I do, because what I do may not work for you. Shoot, what I do may not even be working for me. You know, I mean, we're living in a day and age where that's also highly possible. But copycatting success is a fast path to mediocrity or worse. Who else is like Samuel L. Jackson? Go ahead, just think about this for a second. What other actor can do what Samuel L. Jackson can do the way Samuel L. Jackson can do it? Action heroes? Okay. Thoughtful, more intellectual type of roles? Okay. But who's like Samuel L. Jackson? I recently watched a biography on the actor Walter Matthau. We lost Walter some years ago. Probably most famous for the movie that he did with Jack Lemmon, The Odd Couple. The same thing could be said of him. And that was 1960, by the way, kids. Who else was like Walter Matthau? Here was a man, you know, tall, gangly, not a good-looking guy. He didn't have leading man looks. He never figured he could make it as an actor because, well, they were all beautiful people, and he knew he wasn't. But he got to play leading men quite often. He was uniquely himself, even though by all accounts he was a gifted actor, but he was who he was. I would argue that both Jackson and Matthau figured out that they could move the comma on their checks by giving people what they wanted and by doing it in a way that nobody else could do it. They were uniquely themselves. If you want Samuel L. Jackson, there just isn't anybody else who's going to do. When your audience wants something, will somebody else do? Will somebody else do it better than you? Well, then you've got work to do. Now, don't despair. Just stop trying to be like everybody else. You're surrendering your best opportunity to have a bigger impact and to move the comma on the checks. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Let's do this again tomorrow. By the way, if you've not connected with me on LinkedIn, let me make a pitch here. Do that. You can do it by just going to connectwithrandy.com. Connectwithrandy.com. See you tomorrow.